minutes after 10 a.m. in the central time zone of these United States. Well,
like the sailor said, quote, ain't that a hole in a boat?
We've got an enormous amount to get to in this hour. Emily Galusha is here. She graced the cover of the Arkansas Times Best Of issue. Let's see if she has any thoughts on the punishment that should be doled out to R.J. Hawk.
Staying out of it.
Staying out. Smart move. Brother Russ is here. Filmmaker. These kind of occupations fascinate. You go to a cocktail party, whatever. You know, what do you do? You're a doctor, a lawyer, a political consultant. You know, I can get my hands around that. I'm a poet or something, you know. You meet someone and I think, wow, how do you, there's no want ad for that. You know, that just, it's a thing. So anyway, I want to talk about a ton of stuff with you guys about it. Before we get too deep into this, this is what I think we want to do, RJ.
What's that?
Sometime this week, I want a Tiger Woods style apology. I want you to put on a light blue shirt and a blazer. Stand behind a podium. I want it videotaped.
With a blue backdrop?
I think, for you to...
Should we do it at Chenal while we're at
to
it?
To deal with this properly. And then find out who this Cialis belongs to. Found this on the floor when we came in this morning. So, of the three people that sat here during the week who it could belong to,
yeah,
let's find out who, you know, who's who. Let's see who's missing something. If somebody comes in, this is what I want to do. Actually, if we were really diabolical, RJ, we'd replace this with like some kind of placebo and just see who's got a long
female
face.
Hormones.
See who's got a long face during the week. Okay. Emily, thank you very much for coming in. A couple of weeks ago, you were on the cover of Arkansas Times in the Best Of issue. Was that a surprise to you? Obviously, it wasn't a surprise to cover because they took the shot.
But. Yes. But it was a surprise. It was not that I don't work hard and
right.
You know, enjoy what I do and feel that I'm, you know, pretty strong at it. But to have this much attention having people focus on it was a surprise, and to have that much support, and so that feels good.
You guys, as I was sort of alluding to there, to work in the field of art, and great piece that I saw on Edward Albee, who wrote Who's Afraid of Virginia Woolf, and you know, is a spectacular playwright. HBO has a half-hour special about him, and I just happened to see it yesterday. And he talks about, you know, where art comes from, and that human beings are the only animals to actually engage in art. And that's one of the characteristics that sets us apart. And you guys work in that field where you start with nothing, and then there's something. I don't know that fascinates me. Like I have no ability to do that. It intimidates the heck out of me to think that, you know, you start with a blank canvas, whatever it may be, whether it's a script and something that you want to create, or whether it's a piece of art, whether it's a piece of graphic design, whatever. When you create something, do you have to do it? Is it something that you just have to exercise out of you, or is it something that you look at and think, okay, I think I want to do this?
Both. I think it's a little both. Sometimes if I haven't made anything in a little while, mm-hmm. It's been a few weeks that I haven't. I feel a little build up sometimes because it's what you're made to do. And if you mm-hmm. haven't done what you're made to do, whether it's fishing or sports or
right.
you know, whatever it is, then you kind of, I think you have a build up, especially the older you get, the more you find yourself, then
right.
that's what I need to do.
When you start, Russ, okay, you start with an idea. And then you got to block it out. I mean, I think that people, they're like me. I mean, you look and you see, if you see a movie that's made or a television show, you don't realize all the technical detail that goes into that. Mm-hmm. And it's kind of this weird combination of mind-numbing detail with, like, inspiration.
Mm-hmm. And that's kind of how it is. I mean, when you walk onto a set, you have, you know, whether it's a small set or a big set, you have specific people that do specific things. I mean, right. you may have someone standing around for a little bit, but they're waiting patiently to run and right. get, you know, wardrobe and get, right. you know, the camera set up and this and this. And it's that way before you even start. You have a writer that just may come from a movie. You know, they see Inception and they see one
right.
tiny scene in it that has maybe a small idea. and they take it and run with it and create some elaborate scheme out of it.
And it's always struck me as funny when you see the Academy Awards, the writers are up in the balcony. So when they give away the writing awards, you see these poor guys who have to sprint. There's Clooney in the front row, you know, and then but the writer, you know, best adapted screenplay or best screenplay, this poor guy, and he's always got the ill-fitting tuxedo on and all that, and he's running down the aisle because his time has already started, you know, like we want to see more Julia Roberts and this poor guy.
Yeah, the faces are
right,
down front.
Right, but that's always kind of struck me as funny. When you, okay, Emily, I guess you're probably best known for the stuff that you do with pistols,
mm-hmm.
and the way the drawings and well, how did that come about? That certainly is a although art's non-traditional, that's the non-traditional.
Mm-hmm. Especially being a girl.
Yes.
Kind of cool. I guess growing up, Russell's my younger brother, and my older brother Les, who's also mm-hmm. in film. Growing up around boys and feeling like I wanted to be a tomboy. You know, my mom mm-hmm. told me growing up I didn't want to wear dresses, and so just pulling a little bit from that and being from the South and appreciating where I'm from, like in cowboys mm-hmm. and dirty feet and just stuff like that, just kind of came from that. And then drawing guns, I like doing illustrations of inanimate objects or insects. And so I kind of, just a combination of those things, and took it and ran with it and started drawing them with things coming out of them. And so it's an idea that can be really pushed on, you know, just this unlimited creative research.
Did you have any idea that it would be successful? I mean,
it just kind of was something I did at home, and I had a wall full of pistols, and went up and had a friend that worked at Chowbachi.
Mm-hmm.
Hey, put your stuff up at Chowbachi, and
took off from there.
All of them, yeah. It's done really well, so it's a really pleasant surprise, especially because it's something I just enjoy doing on the side.
Yeah,
and it's kind of, you know, caught up because I do graphic design, so there's this little bonus.
Interesting. We were talking during the break. You guys grew up, I mean, in a household that fostered the creative process.
Mm-hmm.
That had to be fun.
Mm-hmm. It was very fun. My mom is a teacher at the Cathedral School, and mm-hmm. she's been there for a while and has really pushed that part of the school. She works with clay and drawing and just, you know, mixed media stuff to try to get kids, you know, doing creative things. And that's what we grew up around. So mm-hmm. it's kind of, I know she's a good teacher because she was with us, and right. she didn't say, you know, if you're going to be an artist, have fun. It's like, if you're going to be an artist, have fun and do the best that you can do. And both of our parents kind of instilled that in us. And
interesting. Is there a time of day? Like when you, is it the morning? Is it, is it just whenever? Is it 2 a.m.? And because in my mind, I have this sort of kind of bohemian notion of you're living in some loft, you know, and you've got canvases all over the place, and you wake up and you put something down. I mean,
that would be awesome. I would love that. You just kind of lick your finger and stick it in the wind.
Right,
and
exactly.
If you catch it, then you run with it. And
that's how we do the show. That's why this show has been so successful. We just stick our finger in the wind.
Yeah.
But there's not a time of day. I mean, you're not like Hemingway would write in the morning.
I think it depends. Sometimes I wake up and it'll be 10 a.m. and I'll feel it, or sometimes it'll be 2 a.m. and I've had a couple beers and I'm like, I'm ready, let's go. So it just kind of depends on...
Well, I'm really creative at 2 a.m., by the way, after a few beers.
I think I usually see you working late at night.
Yeah.
Or,
lately.
Of course, I think I'm only home late at night, so that's probably why.
Yeah. Lately, it's been late because I like to, you know, I've been get some exercise, I go climb Pinnacle and do that, and that's kind of a daytime thing. Not lately because it's way too hot, but yeah. So I guess it has been a night thing.
Who, Russ, when you write or when you're trying to come up with an idea for a scene or something like that, is it time of day or is it?
Because well, it's actually, I have a struggle. I'm not much of a writer, so I don't do a whole lot of writing. I'm actually a video editor,
mm-hmm.
so when it comes to that, I have written before, and that's random.
Yeah.
Sometimes it's in the morning, sometimes it's at night, and this was a few years ago. But when I edit, you know, I've always done my creative editing at night,
mm-hmm.
and, you know, I've loved to do, you know, cut together scenes
right.
at the nighttime. But, you know, I have a full-time job during the day at a local production house, C-Spot Run. And I have to do all my creative during the day. I don't really have much of a choice.
There's a real
there.
Structure to that. That's
right.
One of those things. You can't afford to be inspired at 2 a.m. with that. That's a 9 to 5. Yeah.
Exactly.
Interesting. Good one. RJ, good song. We do this little thing with music here on the program. Where it's a little,
oh, I like
yeah,
it.
It's kinda, yeah, well, it's kinda nice. When I was a kid growing up, 14 years old, in 1 month, it just was one of those kind of really impactful moments in life. I heard Neil Young, Harvest, Bob Dylan, Blood on the Tracks, read the autobiography of Malcolm X, and Catcher in the Rye. And Little Van Buren, Arkansas didn't seem very, it seemed really small right then, you know, when you're 14. Big deal. I love Neil Young. 10:19. RJ?
Yes?
I like, you seem focused over there now.
I'm just watching Cowboy highlights.
There's no need to be, I mean, you're a little, you've grown sullen, I think. Since
really?
Since I admonished you for this piece in the International Mail, Honcho Magazine. Need you in the game over there, buddy. You don't need to check out on me. You're like Terrell Owens. You've just decided not to play.
I don't love my quarterback right now.
Got to take a break. Deal with, this is what I have to put up with. Talk about a temperamental artist. Here he is.
It could be a lot.
It could be. Stay with us back and more after this.